I'm Rachel Thomas, and this is the Hustle Versus Flow podcast. I am so super pumped that you're here, and I cannot wait to show you how to get the ultimate fulfillment out of your career and take it farther than you ever thought possible. Listen, we all love the hustle, but now it's time to tune into that flow and reap all the benefits of your hard work. Join me as I share the mindset techniques to strike an energetic balance to your corporate grind so that you can thrive. You in? Okay, let's do it. Let's find alignment in business and life with the ultimate matchup, hustle versus flow. Hey, hey guys, and welcome back to the Hustle versus Flow podcast. I am your host, Rachel Thomas, and if this is the first time that you're listening, welcome. I am so excited to have you here. So I will tell you, for some reason, I am really feeling these shorter little episodes lately, and mostly because, man, life is busy, right? I appreciate actionable tactics that I can get in and out of pretty easily, and that is what I enjoy giving to you. Now, I will say there are always time, places for longer episodes. And I will tell you, I have one specific interview that is coming up that I'm really super excited for. That will likely be a little bit longer. But just so you know, I am just, enjoying firing these little energy bursts at you in the meantime. So I think I've kind of mentioned it previously in earlier episodes, but it seems that I get the most inspired on Wednesdays. This is kind of like midweek little hump day. And today was no different, guys. So full disclosure, I started my day feeling a little overwhelmed. Okay, a lot of overwhelmed. And I was kind of just looking at all the things that I have to accomplish this week. And, I started making my list of to-dos and, I was just kind of like looking at my planner and I just started thinking about this anxious feeling, this overwhelmed feeling, it starts pretty early in life. And, this pressure to be all the things, do all the things, deliver them perfectly, on time, all the time. And I was starting to think about it. I was like, man, this starts as early as middle school. For me, I remember trying to balance my friendships, friends that might be mad at me, friends that I was mad at, managing my homework, clubs that I was in, 4-H, stuff like that, sports, practices, trying to be the best I could, but, knowing deep down that my best wasn't always good enough. I wasn't a great athlete. And, all while watching my own mother do all the things and be all the things. And now I see that this pressure starts even younger these days. And, we start our kids in sports as young as 3, just trying to help them build these wonderful characteristics, throughout budding in teamwork and, teaching a healthy lifestyle. And I think that can also breed a lot of insecurities in kids too. And this pressure to be good at all these sports and, not be socially awkward and to look a certain way, it's at an all-time high and starting younger and younger and younger. And certainly not in middle school like it did for me. It starts at 4 years old. 4. 1 month from her 5th birthday, my daughter heard, "You're ugly." What the hell? My 7-year-old in the car yesterday tells me that so-and-so says, "Hey, your sister's ugly." So obviously I gasp and am immediately oh my God. I look back at my daughter in the rearview mirror to kind of check her reaction. And she just rolls her eyes and just snorts, like, I don't even know him. Like, I don't even know what he looks like. And she just shakes her head. And as I'm, like, looking back in disbelief, I, you know, of course, I'm immediately like, well, that was a mean thing to say. And do you feel okay? Like, how does that make you feel? And she just answers, like, very bluntly, like, well, she probably just punch him. So now I'm like, I'm kind of holding back snorts and like not wanting to giggle. But before I can even open my mouth, there's big brother Roy, like, who's all like, no, 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 you don't want to do that, because then he just, you know, be even meaner and he probably try to go after you. So I find myself like nodding and agreeing with Roy, and Audrey is too. And then Roy just out of nowhere kind of says, you know, Mom, I don't think his parents really care about him. And I was like, oh, okay. Why do you say that? And he's like, well, you know, if they did, they tell him that, you know, saying things like that, you know, it's not very nice and it can really hurt someone's feelings. So, you know, maybe they just don't care about him. I'm like, well, that's kind of sad, isn't it? And he's like, yeah. And I was like, well, I love you guys. And, you know, I tell you, you know, what might hurt, you know, someone's feelings. And, you know, maybe we should just send him a little love too, right? And so they all kind of like nod, and then it's on to the next conversation, right? And I will say, like, I was immediately feeling about five different emotions at once when Roy told the story about this kid calling my daughter ugly. And it was anger and sadness and frustration and, you know, embarrassment for Audrey, and really like kind of feeling bad for Roy. Cause like, I mean, what would you do if somebody said that to your little sister? And when, you know, when we talk about this stuff so much with our kids that they choose love, like they go to that emotion before we can even grasp it. I mean, that's pretty freaking impressive. I mean, to me it is. And this is like, this is exactly why we have to talk about this stuff more and normalize it with our kids, because they have so much more shit to deal with than we ever did. You know what I mean? And just, I don't know, as I was kind of thinking about all this morning, a little bit stressed, like, it got me to thinking about this, you know, idea of love. And it reminded me of this video that I saw once of Marianne Williamson on the Oprah's Super Soul Sunday. And she was talking about how to bring miracles into your life daily. And Marianne describes a miracle as a shift in perception from fear to love. And I remember thinking, okay, well, that's not, you know, exactly how I would describe miracles, but go on, I'm listening, right? And one of the practices that she uses to, you know, bring out these miracles, right, this shift in perception from fear to love, is to consciously ask God, ask the universe, where would you have me go? What would you have me do? What would you have me say, and to whom? And I mean, to me, those words were powerful. I remember when I first heard them, like, whoa, okay, wow. I mean, I even have them in my phone so that anytime I'm feeling kind of in sort of a way, I can go back to these words. But really, it's this amazing prayer that says, okay, God, I give up. Just show me the way, because I, you know, I'm a little off my game today. Like, show me how I can serve today, right? And obviously, feel free to, you know, switch out, like, universe, divine, whatever. But for this, you know, case and purpose, I'm just using God. So, you know, imagine with me for a moment that, you know, you're on this loop of doing everything and being everything, and while also hanging on to this fear of disappointing someone or, you know, falling short. Surrender, right? Say this prayer and watch. Like, watch all the ways a universe or God just like drops these little clues, like Hansel and Gretel. Like honestly, say it with me now. Where would you have me go? What would you have me do? What would you have me say, and to whom? And if you wait, there will be an opportunity. An opportunity will present itself to, you know, help someone or give advice or really like offer your greatest gifts, like pro bono, right? And I want you to take it. Okay. So it could come as a text or, you know, a DM or just like some type of opportunity. And while you're, you know, waiting around for this guidance or this opportunity, I want you to consciously blast everyone in every situation with just love. That's right. Everyone. So that shithead kid who called your daughter ugly, your, you know, your not so favorite presidential candidate, or even like that annoying coworker who will literally not let this Zoom call end. Just blast them all with love. You know, while you're at it, blast yourself with love too. Start looking through life with these rose-colored glasses for just one day. Just while you're waiting, right? Waiting for that opportunity to serve. Now, some amazing things will happen. Like, I already know. I don't even have to be there with you. You can tell me about them later. But I know that if you really keep tabs, look at, you know, that one day you said that prayer. Maybe you say it in the morning. Maybe you say it at night and it's for the next day. But at the end of that day, just look at your conversations. Look at your interactions, how you feel. You feel lighter, right? The frustration isn't as intense. The anxiety is calmed a little bit. You can even fall asleep easier. Life is really just more peaceful. Peaceful in that moment, maybe. Peaceful for that one day, even. But even if it's for one day, you can still recognize how great it feels, right? And when you can appreciate how amazing it feels, you want to pass that along. You want to pass that feeling along to your kids and your friends and your family, your siblings, your nieces, your nephews, even your parents. You want to show them that this, you know, self-destructive loop of anxiety and fear and not seeing through this lens of love, it doesn't have to continue in their own lives, and it certainly doesn't have to pass to future generations. So instead, when we teach these lessons and, you know, share this prayer and do everything we can to encourage those around us to, you know, see through this lens of love, you know, this self-love and love for everyone around us, as corny as that all sounds, you know, that shit is freeing too. To know that, you know, you're leaving a legacy of loving adults that will prioritize this way of thinking and will pass that along to future generations too. Future generations who know how to, you know, be patient and kind to one another, but most of all while loving themselves first. Hey guys, thanks so much for tuning in today, and don't forget to tune in next Friday as we continue talking about the practical ways you can make your mind hustle for you. If you like what you heard, I would be so excited if you could leave me a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts and share your biggest takeaways. Speaking of takeaways, I'd love to continue the conversation over on Facebook or Instagram at Hustle Versus Flow, where I'll share with you some of my favorite books, quotes, and even products like Revive Essential Oils. Right now, I have an awesome 10% off code for first-time customers, HVFREVIVE10. Until next time, I'm Rachel Thomas with Hustle Versus Flow.